1, 2, 3.
Oh, there I am. Every day I do a devotional. I try really hard to get that devotional in. One thing I was contemplating this week is seeking God's face. You know, you see that in the Bible, but I don't know if I ever really understood how do you seek a face. You know, just to be honest with you. But so I sat down with the Lord and I said, Lord, you want us to seek your face. I know that it must have something to do with your presence. It has to be something to do with intimacy. So I just kind of looked at different scriptures in the Bible on seeking God's face. And I think it's part of it is to know his character, to know his presence in your life. And I think that's the intimacy of that is what we lack in that relationship that God wants to have with us. Because in that intimacy, in that relationship, that's when we get to know him just like you would your spouse or kids, your mom and your dad. And it's in that that we draw closer to him and he draws closer to us. And that's where our love is going to grow for him and his love for us. Well, he's got the ultimate of love for us, but our love for him is going to grow in that place. In 1 Chronicles 16:11, it says, seek the Lord. So seeking his face is seeking him. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. Remember his marvelous works. I think it's 11 and 12 that he has done. Remember his word. So when we study his word and we seek his word, and we might ask him for a greater dimension of understanding or even to understand it to begin with, we might be having that trouble. We're getting to know his face. We're getting to know him. When we, even our friends, don't you usually look them in the face when you're talking to them? So seek his face, seek that intimacy with him. And we find in Psalms 27:8 that David said, seek my face, my heart said to you. God is saying that to him. And he answers the Lord and he says, your face, Lord, I will seek. Now, do you remember what David's life was like? He was the king over a kingdom, and most of the time he was at war. Now, we find ourselves in that same situation right now. Maybe the United States isn't at war physically with an enemy, but we are very spiritually at war with the enemy of the land, which is the enemy, the devil, and who he has under his thumb. And I was thinking then, how can you, when you have all these circumstances all around you, how do you seek his face in those times? And that's when he asks us to go above, to be seated with him in that high place where we can hear his voice, where we can take his commands and know that he is greater than what the circumstances are on this earth. And that's where the church has to get, is that place that's above, that place that's beyond. So the Hebrew word for face ends up being presence. But seeking is to search out in worship and in prayer, to ask or inquire or desire. God wants us so to communicate with him. He has so much to tell us. And if we don't ask and we don't seek, we ain't going to find. And he's not playing hide and seek because he wants to be found. So 1 Chronicles 22:19 tells us we have to set our mind and our heart to seek him, to get to create that determination that I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go after him until I get what I'm asking for. And he loves that determination. Sometimes one thing that can get in the way is our carnal man, our flesh. It can get in the way of knowing his character. And that's why we need to set our heart and our mind to find him, to seek him. In everything that we go through, in every experience that we have on this earth, God is showing himself in us if we'll just open up our eyes and our ears, if we'll ask him to give us his vision. He wants to reveal his character to us in everything. It could even be a fight with your spouse. He's going to teach you something. But we have to be open to that. In the heavens, we talked about this in Sunday school. If we look at the heavens, he can talk to us when we're worshiping him in what he's created, in the revelation he gives us from his word, in other people, the ones that come in when we need them the most, or we don't expect it and they come in and we need them. So we have to make a conscious effort to get through our natural man to press into what God has for us. And even in these days of turmoil, more so now than ever, we need to press in to hear his perspective. He's going to take our everyday practical lives and reveal things about his kingdom. So we have to start learning to live from the above, the higher places. And I'm going to end with Jeremiah 29:11, pastor's favorite verses, through 14. He promises, he says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me, and you're going to find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord." So, the other thing I want to mention is we're sons and daughters of the King. And it's time for the sons and daughters to rise, to take their place. Because the earth is looking for the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. And so take your place, seek the Lord, seek his face, and you will find him.